From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. The suspect in yesterday's critical incident involving police on I-15 in Draper has died. It happened during a traffic stop conducted by Riverton police officers. During the stop, a male passenger with a gun allegedly got into an altercation with them. Riverton police say that's when one of the officers fired his service gun. The passenger was airlifted to a hospital in critical condition, and all southbound lanes were closed. The driver of the vehicle remains in custody, and a police officer has been placed on administrative leave. Salt Lake City Mayor Erin Mendenhall feels better after this year's legislative session. Last year, she called lawmakers punitive for what she thought were overbearing bills. At a roundtable this morning, she called those same lawmakers partners. KUER's Devin Latore has the details.
This year's legislative session ended last week. Mendenhall called it the most productive yet.
I am thankful to Governor Cox, President Adams, Speaker Schultz, and other state leaders who have really partnered and worked with us rather than against us.
One hot topic has been the Great Salt Lake, which is reaching critically low levels. So one area the mayor and her team focused on during the session was water conservation. Angela Price is the Legislative Affairs Director for Salt Lake City Corporation. She spoke about one bill where the two levels of government collaborated.
This bill would allow for, in your water conservation plan, for the water that you're conserving going to the Great Salt Lake to be counted as well. And so that was a really big victory for us.
And this was a bill that failed last year. The city was also happy with the lawmakers' approach to homelessness, public safety, and economic development. These are all areas that have raised tensions between Salt Lake City and the state in past years. Devin Latore, KUER News.
Utah is pressing on with legal action against Live Nation and Ticketmaster for allegedly being a monopoly. That's despite a settlement the federal government announced with the companies this week. Utah is part of a group of 39 states suing on behalf of fans, performers, and local businesses. They say Live Nation and Ticketmaster drive up prices and curb competition. Live entertainment is big business in Utah. People here spent more than $400 million on live events in 2024. Salt Lake City is putting more than $8 million toward affordable housing. It'll help pay for nearly 600 homes in four developments. KUER's Elaine Clark has details.
Mayor Erin Mendenhall says the city's housing needs are urgent, and this money will expand access. It comes from low-interest loans approved by the Salt Lake City Community Reinvestment Agency. More than 200 of the new homes will be for households earning up to 30% of the area median income. For a four-person household, that's less than about $36,000. One of the new housing developments will be specifically for people who have experienced homelessness or have behavioral health needs. And two of the projects will be close to public transit. I'm Elaine Clark.
If you've been hearing the roar of fighter jets lately, those are F-35s on pre-planned training missions. Pilots from Hill Air Force Base and the Royal Netherlands Air and Space Force are taking part in nighttime maneuvers throughout March. The base says the goal is to improve teamwork and the ability for the Dutch jets to work with the U.S. Air Force. Most of the night flying is scheduled to be completed by 11 p.m. on most days. You are listening to KUER News.